Welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. Enjoy today's message. May you experience the presence of our Father, and may you grow deeper in your relationship with Him.
Good evening, church. It's an absolute privilege to just welcome a good friend of mine, Pastor Sam. He's actually an evangelist, but I call him sometimes Dave. I met Sam for the first time in 2015. He came for a mission. That was his first mission to South Africa. And our pastor in Stellenbosch, Sias, told me, I was an intern that time, we have got this friend. He's coming for a mission, and we need to work out a ministry program for him. And I was like, yo, what a privilege to be able to partner with him. And it was the first time I met him, and it was, at that moment, it was quite strange because I was in Stellenbosch and somebody would come there for missions just the same as we would go to Zimbabwe or Zambia or wherever for missions. Pastor Sam would come to Stellenbosch, you know, our hometown, and I remember, you know, just meeting him the first time, and he was just, from the first day, so focused on reaching souls. And there's seldom been people that I've met that are so sold out for reaching the lost at any cost. And, you know, we went to prison ministries and he got opportunity to preach to the prisoners. And we also went to rural communities. He preached for the students. And as well, we had conference in Delft, which is a gang-infested suburb in Cape Town, with Pastor Lusani, also a shofar Delft there. And he had opportunity to build the kingdom there. And since then, since 2015, every year he would come. And he would come back, and sometimes he would add some new destinations and some new places, but he always go back to the same people that he's ministered to from the start, Sam. And I just want to honor you for that, for making sure the people you've led to Christ are still following Christ. You don't lead them and then leave them. You come and you see, how are you doing? That healing that you received from God, how's it going? And this year, he's been here twice already. A month ago, he was here in South Africa. He went to Durban and Kimberley, a few places. And now as well, he's been, and on Tuesday, he's flying back to Uganda. So he's an evangelist from Uganda. And Sam, just as you come up, we just want to honor you, Sam, for first and foremost, we want to honor God for the call of God upon your life. And as well, we just want to honor you for your heart and your character and your perseverance and your focus. And I just want to ask the congregation to close their eyes as we just pray for him. Yeah, Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus for Pastor Sam, Father. We thank you for the servant of Christ, God. We thank you, Lord, that he loves you, that he sees you, and that he hears you, Lord. And Lord, tonight, Lord, I just pray that every word that will come from his mouth, that you will anoint it. Lord, for eternity, Lord, thank you, God, for this time. We receive him in Jesus' name. Amen.
I honor the man of God in this house, Pastor Yoko. Nice meeting you for the first time, but I've heard about you. Thank you so much, Tobias and your wife. It's been a blessing to meet you again. I can say, oh, it's been the grace of God and his presence that has carried me on through all this time. I come from Uganda, as you've heard. I am married. I have one little daughter, 9 months. So I'm going back home to meet my family. And I come from the church called Quality Discipleship Church. It's in Kampala, Uganda. Amen. I got saved in the same church. When I was 13 years, that's 2003. I am now 29 years. Next year, on 1st of January, I'll be 30 years. It's been the grace of God through all this time, and I'm thankful that we can serve the kingdom and serve the people of God in our generation, because it's a privilege to serve God and serve his people. Amen. I've been coming to this country since 2015 every year. I want to encourage all of you who are going for missions, please don't miss out a mission, because it's such a privilege that you go for that, because God has called us for missions. If you preach, you must reach out, okay? If you preach, you must do what? Reach out. So I've been coming to this country for, this is my sixth time every year. And I can tell you, even now as we are you are going to save your money, but trust God. I've never saved any single coin for end of my trips. Tobias is a witness. I've shared all these witnesses. I flew in this country every year. 2015, 17, I came with my wife. I didn't have the money with me, but when God told me go, I said I will go. And sometimes I've got my visas, most of the time, but I don't have a ticket. And just a few days, I say, God, I'm going, I've got a visa, but I've got no ticket to take me. And I've got no upkeep. And you are there and God just speak to somebody and say, God told me to bless you. But they never knew why they are blessing you. For a reason that you ask God, for a reason of reaching out to people. So I've been privileged. In this nation, people call me that this is my second home because I've been coming here every year. And it's a privilege to serve the nation of South Africa because you people, you are so loving, you're so wonderful. Today we're going to talk yet. We've got to reach out to other people in this same nation. Amen. So I'm glad that this day we're going to talk together. We're going to share the word of God. Thank you. Yeah. So let us go in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 12. Exodus. Let me see your Bibles. Excuse me. Don't show me your phone. Show me your Bible. Show me your Bible. Thank you. Amen. Exodus 33 verse 12. It says, Then Moses said to the Lord, see thou doest say to me, bring up these people, but thou thyself hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Moreover, thou hast said, I have known you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, let me know thy ways, that I may know thee, so that I may find favor in thy sight. Consider too that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if thy presence do not go with us, do not lead us up from here. For how then can it be known that I have found favor in thy sight, I and thy people? Is it known by going with us, so that we and I and thy people may be distinguished, you can mark that in your Bible, may be distinguished from all other people who are upon the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I'll also do so the thing of which you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and have known you by name. Then Moses said, I pray thee, show me thy glory. I want us to talk about the issue of the presence of God. The presence of God. In this very chapter, the Bible shows us that God had told them, I will not go before you. In the first three verses, he said that I will not go with you, but my angel shall go with you. It's just because of a reason that the children of Israel became so obstinate before the Lord. They sinned against God. When Moses waited for, he was on the mountain for 40 nights, 40 days, and he came to Egypt. You know, sometimes God blesses us with so many things, and now we use them to become an idol in our lives. So God blessed them, all gold and silver, whatever they had from Egypt. They came through the land, and now they use the same to make a golden calf, and they do not recognize God anymore. They could not wait for God. They didn't wait for God. And the Bible says that God said, I will not go before you, but my angel shall go with you, but myself I will not go with you. Now this is what caused Moses to say, Lord, if your presence do not go with us, don't let us come from this place. He was a prophet of God. He was called by God. He's known by God. And Moses knew he has found favor before God. But now he says, don't let me leave this place with these people without your presence. A big question comes to us. How about if the presence of God was not with them, but the angel of God was with them? I come to realize
We are all born again. We are saved by the grace of God. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. It's because of the grace that we are here. Titus chapter 2 verse 11, it says that grace has appeared to all men, bringing salvation to us, teaching us to deny ungodliness. The grace of God teaches us to live sober and sensibly. We have the grace given to us, but we find so many times we do not have the presence of God. We can minister, you can pray, you can preach, you can do anything because God has given the grace. Those who are going for missions, I want to tell you this. You can go out and God has given you a gift and he has called you. The Bible says, Romans 11, 29, the calling of God and his gifting, the irrevocable. When God blesses, when he gives you a gift, he has given to you. And he gives the grace to your life to use the gift. But the gift that God has given unto you, it cannot work. It can't be successful. It can't be fulfilled without the presence. Because the presence of God releases the anointing into our lives. You cannot just continue by grace alone. You cannot just continue by the grace. You need the presence. The presence of God in your life. Every day in your life. Mother says, do not let us leave this place without your presence. Some of us were empty in our spirits. Actually, we began so well. We began to pray. God has given us grace to pray. He has given us the power of the Holy Spirit. It was so well with us. But sometimes you reach and pray and you feel like you're hitting the walls before you. You're not even certain of your calling or even your purpose. It is there. Purpose to pursue. Sometimes we lose focus on the way. Some of us, we run from his presence because of our desires. We are being diverted away from the presence of God. And yet God needs us back to himself. Because we don't belong to ourselves. This is a problem. We think that we belong to ourselves. Because you have the body, you have belong to him. You can do whatever you want. You think you belong to yourself. You do not own yourself. You belong to him. And therefore, because you belong to him, you must do according to his will. But you cannot live without his presence. Because the presence of God, that's where the joy that you need is. The joy that you need, you can't find many other things. I've also told some friends of mine, I tell them, some people want to be successful in life. I don't want to be successful. That's not my purpose. I want to be fulfilled. You find so many people that have got everything. They are rich. They have money. They drive all the cars. They have the houses. But if you sit with them, pastor, they will tell you, but I have something. You find there is something they miss in their lives. I want to be fulfilled in life, not just successful. Success is just part of your journey. But fulfillment is eternal. Success is part of your journey. But fulfillment is eternal. Because the Bible says it pleased the Father that all things would dwell in Christ Jesus. And if you're in Christ, he also inside of you. So you need fulfillment from him, not from men. So Moses say that, Lord, how can they know that we belong to you? How can it be distinguished from other people? The question comes to us, what shows that you're so different from other people? What shows that you are so different in your everyday walk with the Lord, with other people? What shows that you are different from them? What shows? It's the presence of God. It's the presence of God. Moses says, how will they distinguish us from other people upon the face of the earth? We have so many people. But how will they know that you are not like them? The way you talk, the way you present yourself in your daily walk with the people and before God. I love Elijah. The Bible says that he came to Ahab from nowhere. The journey begins from there. It says, before whom the Lord I stand, I speak, except by my word, there shall be no rain. Before whom the Lord I stand. Where do you stand, child of God? Before whom the Lord I stand. Elijah knew the presence of God. And when I'm in the presence of God, I can speak anything and God honors that word because he knows you. When you speak the word of God, God will honor his word. When you stand in anointing of the Holy Spirit, you speak the word and the Holy Spirit will confirm the word of God. They could not want to live here. And say, don't give us just your angel. We want you. We need your presence. Because it's not the angel that delivered us. It was yourself. It is not the angel. It is God himself. The presence. The present God. The great I am was there. And he said, I shall go forth before you now. Because Moses pleaded for his presence. How thirsty are you for the presence of God to lead your life every day? How thirsty are you? And anyone who does not hunger and thirst is a sick person. Tell your neighbor, if you don't hunger and thirst, you're a sick person. Hey, if you don't, even your body, if your body don't get hungry and do not thirst, you are sick. If your body do not thirst and do not get hungry, your stomach, you are a sick person. So the same in the spiritual realm. If you don't thirst and you don't hunger for his presence, for his righteousness, you'll be a sick person. And people will know that you are running away from his presence, like Jonah. He just told them, I'm from Hebrew, I'm a Hebrew. And they said, the Bible said, and they knew he was running away from God. He was running away from the presence of God. Do you know there are times that even the darkness can reject you? Eh? Because you don't belong there. The Spirit of God will look for you, will haunt you. This word, David said in Psalms, should be Psalms 139. He said that, it should be verse 7. He said that, where can I run away from your praises? From your Spirit? He could not run away. And I know there are some people here who are called by God, but they are running away. I'm coming to you, child of God. Today I am here to get people out and bring them where God wants them to be. In Jesus' name. Psalms 139 verse 7. It says, where can I go from thy spirit? Oh, where can I flee from thy presence? There are so many people who are called by God, who are anointed by God, but they are running away from his presence. Do you know why? Because sometimes we find ourselves, we don't look like God is. And instead of coming to him, you only run away from him. You do not have to run away from him. Come to the praises. The praises where God is. That's where the life that you need for your spirit and your soul. Leave the body alone. Your spirit and your soul need to be fed from the presence of God. Some of us, we used to pray. We used to fast and read the Bible devotionally. These days, we find ourselves doing things professionally. You used to read your Bible. I know this scripture. You pastor, you preach about it. You preach about the scripture. I know it. You become so professional in your intellect. But now you deny the power of God that can give a revelation every day. You need everyday bread from his presence. We read the Bible professionally these days. You don't read it devotionally. Some of us, we worship, we praise, we do everything because you know how it works. I know it. But you find yourself, when you minister to other people, actually, that's where grace works now. Because God has graced you, these people need a vessel to minister. And God can use you as a vessel to minister to these people. But yourself, after then, you are no more. You feel like, God, that's why you say, it was the grace of God. It was the grace. Because you felt it. You were so empty without the presence. Is God speaking to your life? The presence is so important. It is so important. We must honor God. We must revere and give a reverence to God. We must honor him in the presence. And some of us, God only need our attention. We don't give God time. God can cause some few things around us just to get your attention because you've been running away. Like Moses, he's just taking care of the sheep and he's just in the wilderness there and he sees the burning bush. And the Bible says, when God saw he has got his attention, then he spoke to him. God need your attention. Then he will speak to you. Read the Bible. Bible says, when he saw that he has got his attention, then he spoke to him. God needs our time. The Bible says, Malachi 3:16, it should be around there. And the Bible says, and those who feared the name of the Lord, when they began to speak to one another, and the Bible says, and the Lord gave them attention. Those who feared the Lord, those who had the fear of God, when they began to speak to one another, the Bible says, God gave them attention. And the book of remembrance was opened before you for those people. We must thirst to be in the presence of God. Because when the presence of God come and dwell in our presence, in our houses, you'll never be the same again. Sometimes I feel jealousy of this staff of Aaron. I was brought before the presence of God just one night and it blossomed. How about us? If just a staff, just a stick, can blossom in one night? How about you, a child of God, in the image of God? What will happen to you if you go in his presence? Just a stick. It blossoms one night. Huh? And how about you? The Bible says, as you look into the mirror of his glory, we are being transformed into the same image. From glory to glory. If you look into the mirror and you don't see yourself there, don't run away. Just come to him like what happened to Isaiah. We saw the glory of God. And Isaiah was a prophet. In the beginning, he could prophesy. Chapter 2, you see. But one time God said, oh, you are a servant. You are my son. You are my prophet. But I want to show something. And he saw the glory of God. Isaiah chapter 6. And when he saw his glory, yet he was a prophet. Is that, woe unto me with unclean lips. Woe unto me. He looked into that mirror and he could not see himself there. He said, I can't see myself. I can't see myself. Woe unto me. My lips are not clean. And the people whom I live among, they have unclean lips. Woe unto me. And now God cleanses him. And there was no any other condemnation. There is no condemnation unto those who are in Christ Jesus. As long as you realize, I cannot see myself in that mirror. I need to work on myself. Like the ladies every morning. I know every lady here in the morning. You must go to your mirror and look at yourself. Eh? You must look into there and see how the hair is, how the lipstick is, everything, the eye pencil. Look at your dress and say, okay, that's okay. That's fine. You look into the mirror. And you feel like, yeah, I'm okay now. I am set to go before people. Because you want people to see you looking good. So the same, the word of God is a mirror for our spirit and our soul. The way you read it must see yourself there. If you don't see yourself there, no, God, I need to be changed and be like this word. The word of God, the logos, will cease to become the logos and shall become the rhema in your spirit. The word of God written is the logos, written word of God. When you read the word of God, the spirit of God brings life to that word and becomes a rhema into your spirit. And now you cease to be yourself, but the word, as the word says. Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, the word I've spoken unto you, they are spirit because the spirit gives life. The spirit of God. And you can't talk about his presence with the spirit. Because it's the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that brings unto us. He ushers us in the presence of God. We need his presence. Sometimes I ask myself a question. What happened in Israel for 3 months? What happened in Israel? When the Bible said that David was taking the Ark of the Covenant. And they made a mistake getting the Ark of the Covenant and put it on a new cart. And the passage and the law was that it is only the Levites that we are supposed to carry the ark of the covenant, not on the cart. Now, David made a mistake, and Uzzah was killed because of his relevance in the presence of God. They carried the ark of the covenant that represents the presence of God on the new cart. But the law was, it was not the cart to carry, it was the people. And specifically the Levites to carry. But David just made a mistake. He chose anybody and they carried it. And they weren't praising and praising. Now the Bible says when that happened, Uzzah was killed and David was so fearful and he said, I can't carry it with me. And Obed-Edom, a Gittite, he said, please bring it to my house. He took in his house. And for 3 months, the Bible says that Obed-Edom, his house was blessed and the household was blessed. And the king heard that the house of Obed-Edom has been blessed. David had a good jealousy. And he said, hey, let's go and get back. Now he knew what to do. We have got to come back and know how to carry with us the presence of God. Because you're a carrier, you're a vessel that God has chosen. You cannot carry on yourself and live the way you want to live. You can't live outside the presence of God. You can't live without His presence. You can't do, there will not, the presence of God will either qualify or disqualify you. They will know that you have it or you don't have it. They will know this person is empty. And you yourself, you know that, I don't see myself with that image. I need to come back. You cannot live the way you live. You cannot stay the way you've been staying. You must begin to thirst and hunger for His presence. And I'm telling you, even when you are assured of His presence, even when you don't see God working, you are sure that God is there. In the book of Esther, the whole book of Esther, you don't see any word written like God, not any word like Jehovah, you don't see any word like Lord. There is nothing, the whole book of Esther, the whole chapters, you don't find anything like God. But now you can talk about Esther. God is the God who works in the invisible realm sometimes. Because Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Sometimes we go through a situation and we don't know where to run to. We don't know what to do. Job went through a situation and he testified. He spoke because it was too much for him. But one time he said these words in Job 23 verses 8. Job 23 verse 8. He says, behold, I go forward. But He is not there. And backward, I cannot perceive Him. Job 23 verse 8. He says, verses 9, that when He acts on the left, I cannot behold Him. He turns on the right, I cannot see Him. Verse 10, but He knows the way I take. When He has tried me, I shall come forth as gold, and my foot has held fast in His path. I have kept His way and not turned aside. Job, in whatever he went through in his life, there's a moment that he could not see God. What happens to you when you don't see God in your life? What happened to you when they question you, where is your God? Where do you run to? Whom do you go to? David said, I look upon the mountain. Where shall my help come from? He tried to look around and there's no help. He knew my help shall come from the Lord. Job, he looked everywhere. He went looking for God. He came back. He went even the left side. He could not see God. And the Bible says, even when he acted, even when God was working, he could not perceive Him in his own circumstance. But he said, the Lord knows the way which I take. God must know even your way. And you must know the way of God. That's why the Bible says, and the Lord God revealed His ways to Moses. but his children the power, the children of Israel. We need to walk in the way of God. We must be thirsty for him. We must be thirsty and hungry for the word of God. Amos chapter 8 verse 11. He says, I'm going to cause famine and hunger in the world. And this famine is not for food, not for water, but for my word. For my word. We must hunger for the word of God. We must thirsty for the word of God. Without that, we may have a kwashiorkor spirit. You know a kwashiorkor, you had that sickness? You see someone's just drained and don't see what is happening. It's because he's not fed. His soul is sick because it's not fed from the praises of God. Are you hungry now? Are you hungry? I said if you don't hunger and not thirst, you are a sick person. And you must visit the doctor. Now in this sense, you must come the Holy Spirit to help you. And tell him, I know you know who I am. You know my way. But I have come to you. I need your presence. I need your presence. I've witnessed God walking through. I've witnessed his miracles. I have seen the blind eyes open, the deaf ears, the crippled walking out of wheelchairs. But that one did not just move me. What moves me is the presence of God. It's the presence of God. Miracles will happen. 2016, when I was there, I was in Durban. After preaching, I was taking back the microphone and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Take it back. There's one who's blind here. Another one is deaf. And they asked the pastor, they called Pastor Arthur. I asked him, Pastor, God has told me there's one person who's deaf here and one is blind. Where are they? He said, where are these people? The old woman was 90 years old called Clotty. She was right just here. And she was 3 years blind, total blindness with a white thing in the eye. And another man was called Quinton, 48 years. He was born deaf in that ear. And then they came on. I told them God has spoken. Because when the presence of God is there, God will speak and will confirm his word. Because it's there. For a purpose. And I prayed for Quinton, who was deaf for 48 years. The ear opened immediately. This word happened. And automatically the blind eye is going to open. That was the confidence I have. And this is the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus. I came to Clotty. I said, how many years have you been blind? They told me, 3 years. When she was 89, now she was 90, 2016. She was blind in the right eye. And this is what happened. I laid my hand on her, and she could not see. She told me, I can only see a log of water on my eye. And immediately, the Spirit of God clicked me to the scripture that says, and Jesus laid a hand on a man who was blind and asked him, what do you see? He said, I see men walking like trees. I said, oh, now the word of God came to pass. And I said, Lord, she cannot see me, but she can see the water. Like the man who saw men walking like trees. Now I laid on again the second touch and the eye opened. Immediately, I went on my knees and I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Last Sunday, I was in Durban. The same woman, she's 93 years. She has still her eye right clearly seeing. God preserved the miracle up to now. I pray in the name of Jesus. The Lord will preserve you as well. Will preserve your spirit as it can preserve a miracle. Now we're going to pray. We're about to pray. And all I need is, I don't need some who don't want to fast. I want us to hunger for his praises. It's not just here. Even when you go back home. God, Lord, I know I am empty. And to be flank before God, I'm telling you, it's a good thing to be open to God. And I've been so busy. And many things have drained my life. I cannot see like Job. But you know God knows your way. God must know your way. You must persevere through. You must trust God for your life. You must trust God for your family. And let your presence, like in the house of Obed-Edom, the Bible says his house, as long as the presence of God was there, God blessed that house. God can bless you with his presence, with the Holy Spirit. And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall become a witness. That's so important for our lives. Every day, you must need the Holy Spirit. I've always told some people, in this sense, God has blessed me with that. I can discern when you speak in tongues. I can tell these tongues are still the baby child tongues. Someone just starting to speak in tongues. I can tell. I can tell. When you speak in tongues, I can tell. I can tell you're speaking tongues, but these tongues are still young. They must grow. Hey, you read the Bible. They must grow. The Lord's Bible says, John chapter 3, 34, that he gave the Spirit without measure. And the more you pray in the Spirit, you grow in the Spirit. The more you pray in tongues, those tongues must grow. Some people become prophetic in their tongues. The first dimension received is not enough. Tell your neighbor, the first baptism of the Holy Spirit is not enough. It is not enough. You must be baptized again and again and again and be filled again. You can't live the same way with the tongues you speak in 2010. It's not possible. You must grow. You must grow. But that happens as you pray in the Spirit. Intercession of Spirit. You give yourself for God and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. I'll share with you just in 3 minutes a testimony. I'm a university graduate. I graduated in 2015. I have a bachelor in entrepreneurship and in business management in the top university in Uganda, Makerere University. 2015, God tells me, Sam, can you lay down your degree for me? It was a very hard question. And I said, I've just finished university. I must go for work. And tells me, I need to serve me in the mission. I said, oh my God. Then God told me, do you remember this woman who poured the expensive perfume on my feet? And the other people, disciples, were saying, why a waste? And I told him, Lord, they will say also, why a waste? But he said, I'll take care of you. I got my certificate from the university. 2015. I packed it in other papers. And I said, I thank you, Lord, for the academic career. But because you have called me, here I am. Use me, send me. From that day, me, I don't know any salary to go and work. I've never received any money from a boss that is paying me for the service. And yet, I'm a graduate. But I'm telling you, from that year, 2015, I've been traveling every single year. I've held crusades. I've gone to Israel. God has been paying my fares from nowhere. From nowhere. If I had time to share with you my testimonies, you won't even believe, but I can only glory in Christ Jesus. Last year, I was supposed to go to the U.S. and my visa was denied. They asked me to go and minister in a conference in Indiana. My visa was denied. And the Lord, I felt peace of God. I said, it's okay. God knows why everything happened. And when I went on my knees and asked God, what is next in my life? What else? Because I had to plan for a long mission trip, like 1 month and a half. And then God told me, Sam, do you have a budget? I said, a budget for the equipment. 2015, when God called me, because I know very well, in the kingdom of God, there is a plenty of harvest, but the workers are very few. But in the secular world, we've got so many people, but the work to do is so limited. Many people are unemployed. So, for information, I'm employed by the kingdom. I am working for the kingdom. I am not unemployed. It's all in the kingdom of God where there's no one who can suffer unemployment. It is not possible. So if you're unemployed, serve God. Hallelujah. So the Lord told me, Sammy, you have got a budget for the equipment. You know what I did? I went back in my emails 2015 and I landed on this document of mine, a folder, and I look at the budget, it was $7,000. And I said, Lord, then he told me, go back in downtown, look for the equipment. Now you know why I'm an evangelist. I went down in town and I began to bargain for the equipment. How much the keyboard? This much. How much the speakers? This much. I came up with again $7,000 a budget. And I said, God, this is the budget you told me I have got it to you. It's you, Lord. Because I don't have the money. To cut the story short, in 1 month, a friend of mine in the U.S., where they stopped me from going, God called somebody from there and he sent me $6,000 to buy the equipment. It was 22.3 million Ugandan shillings. I bought the equipment. Now time came, I had to get for the stage. The same process. I went and said, how much do you make this stage? I asked them, they told me 5 million. I told them, I can't have the money. 3 million? They say, okay, 3.2 million. I went before God, I told God, now this is the budget for the stage. I don't have the money. God bless me. And God used someone I met in 2016. And they paid my stage I'm using to preach the gospel. When you come to Uganda, we shall prepare a crusade. No worries, if you come. You are welcome, please. That year, last year, God blessed me. And the last testimony about that, this happened. I don't drive to go to church because I don't have a car to drive. Blessed are you, come here with your car. So that day, on the 19th of May this year, early in the morning at 5, it was raining so heavily. And I said, it's raining a lot. It reached at 8, it was still raining. And I still have to go to church. I told my wife, get Bethany ready. My daughter's got Bethany. We got ready. She had an umbrella. We had to get a taxi, but it was raining. From our house to go, I can get a taxi to go to church. It's quite, not a distance, but you can walk down. If it's raining, you can get wet already. So me, I just got my wife ready, and they had an umbrella. Me, I had my bag, that very bag. I was walking behind them. And when I was walking behind them, I was grieved in my spirit. And I said, Lord, when will this stop, Lord? I felt grief because I looked at my wife. It was raining on them. But we said, we shall go to church. Rain could not, even now, rain cannot stop me from going to church. I will go there because of what happened. The following day, on the 20th of May, I was coming from church. And I reached home at 9:30 in the evening. This is what happened. That night, I had money on my account. But in the house, for the money to use in the house, I had only 10 rands. It was 2,200 shillings, 10 rands in my house. And I said, I can go in the morning to get money for my house to use the following week because it was a weekend. But we didn't have money for the following day. I had to go to my account. This is what happened. As I reach in the house, I get a message from a friend in the U.S. and tell me, Sam, send me your details. And in my spirit, I knew something is going to happen. But I had 3 prayers that day. This number one prayer. I said, my wife is called Justine. I said, my life, we're going to pray. One, if it's $100, we're going to buy food and pay our rent. If it is $1,000, we are going to buy more few speakers because I need to buy more few speakers to add to my PA system. And I said, the third prayer was, if I get more than $5,000, I want to look for a good truck to carry the equipment on the stage. I am tired of these people who disturb me. You tell them come at 8, they come at 11. I said, I am tired of them. So that was my prayer. And listen to what happened. After 2 days, I received a message in my phone from the bank. You have received $10,000. I said, I was getting crazy and afraid. I said, what happened, Lord? Tell me. And I had to get a message from who sent the money and told me, please go buy the truck. And I never told her that I need a truck at that moment. Imagine. God spoke to somebody. As I talk right now, the whole PA system from June last year to June this year, the whole set is worth $20,000. And I don't get a salary from a person that only a few people who bless him and say, we bless you. We bless you because of the work you're doing. God can use anybody as long as you can keep on waiting in his presence. Because there is a purpose to pursue. If God called you, don't run away. Come out from baggages. Come out from your hiding. Don't be like Saul. It's time to be shown to the people. And God tells them he's hiding the baggages. But it was time for him to come forth. So the Bible said they went to get Saul out of the baggages. They got him out because he was running away. And he was filled with the Spirit of God. He was a child of God, but he was hiding. The time for him to be shown, the time of inauguration. They ask, where is this man? God tells them, he's hiding. Are you hiding, child of God? Huh? Are you hiding? Raise up on your feet. We're going to pray. Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? God can use anybody as long as you sacrifice your life and say, Lord, here I am. I want to serve you. I want to go for you. I want to reach out people for you because you have called me. I'll make the first out, Jesus Christ. I'm going to another thing. If you are here and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you are very sure that if Christ comes back tonight, you can't see heaven. If you need this gift of eternity, eternity begins here. It doesn't begin when you die or when you leave the body. It begins now. The gift of eternity. Please show up by your hand if you are here that you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Don't fear. Today is the word of God has come to you. Today is the gospel. Today is the word of God. Tomorrow is judgment. Today is salvation. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, show up your hand. Publicly. Receive him in your life. And from that we shall pray and we shall continue with our prayers in the next few minutes. Can I see anybody here? You're not born again. Don't fear. Show up a hand. Okay, thank God everyone is born again. But if you want to act like a Nicodemus, you can do that as well. The ministers are here. You can reach to them and tell them, hey, I didn't come forth, but I want to lead him in salvation. You need God. Now we're going to pray for ourselves. You need to thirst for the presence of God. You can't live the way you've been living. You can't live just by grace. You need the presence as well. The presence of God will qualify you more. Thank you, Lord. Just close your eyes. Can I have somebody to help us with it? Yeah, thank you. Yes, Lord. Just close your eyes and focus. Look at yourself. If you don't see yourself there, tell him, Lord, I want to see myself in that image that you created me in. I want to live that life. I want to walk by the praises. I need your Holy Spirit to lead me. I need to, Lord, to be the one that you called me to be. I need to be that image in the mirror. I want to see myself there. I want to be the person that, Lord, you want to use. Touch my life. Change me, Lord. Talk to God wholeheartedly. Just surrender to God. Just surrender to Jesus. Just surrender to him. And then here I am, Lord. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. In Jesus' name. Maratoshika. Oh, for this reason we came, Lord, to encounter your love. Your spirit, Lord, is here. Your presence is here. Your goodness is with us. Oh Lord, our God, don't let us move on without your presence. It was like Moses was saying, if you don't take us by your presence, I die. We will stay here. And to be said that we died in the wilderness. Lord, we desire. Cry, Abba, Father. Cry to God. Wait upon him.
We desire your Lord glory, your glorious Father. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. voice. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. In the stillness, in the quiet place. In the stillness, you were there. In the stillness, in the quiet, I will wait. Hold it for you, Lord, 'cause I want to know you more. In the stillness, in the quietness. In the stillness, you were there. In the stillness, in the quiet, I will hold it for you, Lord, 'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more.
Thanks for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that you enjoyed your time with us, establishing God's kingdom and His glory in your life. For more info, call us on 012-362-1363, email us pretoria@shofaronline.org, browse our website www.shofaronline.org, or like us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.